Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I want to move on to the United States, where pop star Lizzo is being sued by three of her former dancers over claims of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment through sexual, racial and religious harassment. With more on this, I'm joined on the line now by Bronwyn O'Neill, digital editor of VIP magazine. Bronwyn, good morning. I should warn before we get into the details of this that this may not be appropriate for some younger listeners, but can you give us, insofar as it is possible to do in this particular case, a mid-morning radio appropriate summation of what it is that is being alleged that Lizzo has done?
Yeah, so like you said, three of her dancers are suing her. I think a lot of the stuff that has come out is around the sexual harassment, which is allegedly that they were brought to a live sex show in Amsterdam, and Lizzo was kind of pressuring the dancers to get involved with the show. One of the dancers, Ariana Davies, said that she was kind of forced to touch or fondle one of the performers' breasts, and she obviously has said that she didn't want to do it, but felt that a fear for her safety and her job security, so she went ahead and did it, which is, you know, a very serious accusation. I think a lot of people are also quite shocked about the weight shaming allegations as well, which another dancer has come out again. I think it's both Miss Davies and Miss Scott have come out and said that allegedly Lizzo weight shamed her dancers, brought them in to rooms and queried why they had gained weight, and it was a medical issue that, you know, was quite sensitive. And obviously we all know about Lizzo being quite body positive, and that is what her brand is built on. She has her own kind of clothing wear.
Basically, she is the last pop star in the world that you would expect to ever hear being accused of weight shaming somebody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she has a TV show called Watch Out for Big Girls. You know, she talks quite openly about being proud of her body and dealing with weight shaming herself. So I think a lot of people kind of grabbed on to that accusation very, very quickly. And that's kind of taken up the most of the headlines. There's also her dance captain, Charlene Quigley, has been accused of kind of trying to push her Christian beliefs onto her other dancers, shaming them for premarital sex, and a lot of other kind of very strange accusations about her. Now, that is kind of separate to Lizzo, because their lawyer, Ron Samperino, said that he isn't aware if Lizzo knows about those kind of accusations or if that was going on with her knowledge. But again, it's another very serious accusation to level towards someone, especially in a workplace where you shouldn't be pushing any sort of thing on people.
And tell me about the accusations of racial discrimination, which have been levelled more against the company, I think, than Lizzo individually.
Yes. So another kind of shocking claim that has come out is that black members of the company and the dance company were treated differently. They were accused of being lazy and not kind of given the respect of other members of the dance company, which, again, another kind of really, really shocking claim. If, again, this, as you said, it's against the company, so we don't know if Lizzo was directly involved in that, but as a black woman herself, she's very proud of, you know, of where she comes from, her culture, and you know, has spoken against racism before. So it's really, really shocking, and I think that's why these allegations have come out in the last couple of hours and just gone everywhere, because, as you said, she's the last person on earth that you would expect to be doing any of this, these things that she's been accused of.
Okay. Bronwyn O'Neill, digital editor of VIP Magazine, thank you very much for bringing us the details on that. A little later on in the programme, Professor Roseanne Kelly and Niall Moynagh will be joining us to discuss the idea of an octogenarian decathlon, a list of activities that you'd like to be able to do in your 80s and how you should start preparing to ensure that you will be able to do in your 80s by getting on the case in your 30s and indeed your 40s. Coming up after this break, though, we're going to be talking about the steps rule in GAA.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.